Business. Bartleby. Just the job. Getting current and ex-prisoners into work seems to reduce reoffending.
A convicted thief is sent to prison and struggles to adjust to his new environment until his culinary talents are discovered. By a very roundabout route, his kitchen skills led to his rehabilitation. That is the plot of Paddington 2, a family film from 2017. It might also serve as the template for Clink. The charity trains prisoners in hospitality and catering and ran 5 restaurants and cafes in Britain before the national lockdown brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic. It trained 441 prisoners last year. They achieved 225 educational certificates. Over 280 employers have agreed to hire Clink graduates. Some ex-convicts have gone on to become head chefs at hotels. Prisons are in the news because of the threat COVID-19 poses to people locked up in a confined space. Some have been released early. But in normal times, which will one day return, getting prisoners back to work is one of the best ways to help their rehabilitation. A study by the Justice Data Lab, a British government body, conducted between 2009 and 2016, showed that 15% of Clink alumni reoffended, compared with 22% for other jailbirds with similar records. Clink is not alone. Take Ali Niaz, a former drug dealer who managed to get an A-level in business during his time in prison. After his release and a course at Madingley Hall in Cambridge, he became a business and life coach. He also runs a social enterprise helping ex-offenders and set up the Feel Good Bakery, where ex-prisoners make sandwiches for office workers, or did until the pandemic, though it is still paying its staff. Mr. Niaz received help from the Responsible Business Initiative for Justice, a transatlantic charity run by Celia Ouellette, a former death row lawyer in America. She points out that 2.2 million Americans, the population of a large metropolis, are locked up. America also has perhaps 5 million ex-offenders. RBIJ helps businesses trying to employ both groups. One of those is Televerde, a call center operator from Arizona. Ron Bell, its founder, was involved in prison administration and got a contract with the state of Arizona to provide work and training for female inmates. Now the company operates 7 call centers in women's correctional facilities, focusing on business-to-business marketing and sales. The women work 40 hours a week. Part of their wage goes toward their upkeep. Part can be spent in prison, and the rest goes into a savings account for when they get out.